Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today is another AMA episode. That is Ask Me Anything. I love to answer your questions, and if you have a question you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. I'll answer it live on the air. Send your questions to Victor at victorjm.com. That's Victor at victorjm.com. Today's question comes from Greg in Virginia, and he writes, I love the show. I'm constantly amazed at your depth of knowledge. My AMA is, I've heard you and others state that many commercial office buildings are not suited for conversion to apartments and would likely need to be demolished and rebuilt for apartment living. That's understood. However, if the office buildings are vacant, meaning no jobs, is there even demand for those additional apartments? Common sense says invest and build where the net migration occurs, not where people are leaving. If the offices are empty, the assumption is people are leaving. I look forward to your wisdom. Well, Greg, thank you for the kind words, and this is a great question. If you think back to the 1970s and 80s, everyone with a job worked in a place of employment. If it was a blue-collar job, people worked at a factory, or maybe on the job site. If it was a white-collar job, they worked in an office. If it was a retail job, they worked in a store. But today, if office buildings are empty, it does not mean no jobs. The traditional office job mold has been broken. Many jobs are no longer tied to geography. You can work in retail, but from a home office if your store is online. For example, there's more than 4.8 million e-commerce stores on the Shopify platform alone, and Shopify is not the only e-commerce platform out there. I recently visited a WeWork office in New York City a couple of weeks ago. I had to check out of my hotel room early, and I needed an office to work in for the day. So I paid the $29 for a quiet space to hold phone calls and Zoom meetings. What I observed was hundreds and hundreds of people spread across the five floors in the building. There were fashion designers that had crammed their entire business into no more than 200 square feet. Many of the conference rooms were in use. A few were being used by a single individual on a video conference, but many were holding in-person meetings. If each of these businesses were in traditional offices, they would be occupying much more square footage. There was even a massage therapist in a WeWork office with a dedicated space of no more than 40 square feet. Now, a traditional massage therapist would have a waiting room and a bathroom and several treatment rooms and a meeting room for client consultations, and before you know it, they're renting 500 to 1,000 square feet. And this massage therapist was in 40 square feet. New York City is a perfect example of what's happening nationwide. The city currently has over 100 million square feet of empty office space. If you imagine, all those people occupy on average 300 square feet of office space per person, when you include the offices, the common areas, meeting rooms, and so on, that office space would accommodate over 300,000 people. So you'd say, wow, where did all those jobs go? If those jobs were gone, then you'd have 300,000 people that have left the city. We'd see that reflected in a higher residential vacancy rate. Well, as of August 2023, according to a report by CBRE, the national rental vacancy rate was averaging 5%, whereas New York City was at 3.2%. Now, that vacancy rate has increased a little over the year. At the beginning of the year, it was below 3%. What's not entirely clear to me is how much of that vacancy increase to attribute to outward migration versus new supply entering the market. Now remember, New York is one of the most expensive markets in the nation. So if the residential vacancy rate is that low and that much office space is empty, I would not conclude the jobs have disappeared. Even our own company is a good example. We do have a physical office, but the amount of office space we consume is really small. Out of the dozen people in our organization, only two are regularly in the office, and it's not because they have to be. All of us can work from home, and we do. Major law firms have reconfigured their commercial office space. For example, Norton Rose Fulbright, which is a major international law firm, made an announcement in my home city where they consolidated their office space from two floors down to one. In the words of their press release, they moved into a space that was created intentionally as a destination experience to connect employees and clients. That's a code for meeting rooms. It says that consolidating from two floors into one reflects the current hybrid work reality. They also said that the prime corner offices have been dedicated for all employees to use in collaboration. See, they didn't reduce the workforce, no jobs were cut, but the office requirements were reduced significantly. If you extend that logic across the entire traditional white-collar world, Insurance companies, real estate brokerages, banks, even major segments of government are reducing their commercial real estate requirements without necessarily cutting jobs. Now, of course, if they do cut jobs and they lay people off, well, then they for sure don't need that space. But in some markets, there's been a glut of new residential supply. Even markets that are growing, markets like Austin, Nashville, Phoenix, Salt Lake City, have all seen a record number of completions of apartments. And those markets for the moment are oversupplied in some areas of the city. So those would not be great candidates for office conversion either, just like you said in the body of your question. You also have markets like Chicago that are losing population. And in those markets, converting office to apartments, I don't think would make much sense either. But what about cities that are growing? I'm thinking of cities like Houston, which continues to add about 60,000 population a year. Now, for the moment, residential vacancy rate in Houston is running a little bit high. It's running about 8% as a result of a lot of new completions, but that will eventually get absorbed. There's also a 27% office vacancy rate in the core of Houston. Some of those buildings are indeed candidates for conversion, and we've looked at a few in Houston in particular. The old statement that jobs drive migration is still true, but it's less true than it used to be. And as always, real estate is hyperlocal, so whether a building is a candidate for conversion to residential is really going to be a hyperlocal decision. I want to thank you, Greg, for a fabulous question. And for the listeners at home, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.